A very good evening to you, Zimbabwe, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And of course, it's Friday, September 4th, 2015. My name is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about calls by the opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, for mass action.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Chokuya pamiti. MGC ripite. MGC ripiti trachi. Koimi murugitachi. Hi waga. Let's die frank to each other. Who is MGC? Yeah, I didn't want to join you. Kisuga. And what are we going to do about it? I asked you up.
I think the call by the former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai is noble. It only needs people who are brave, but the issue is that in any country you find that no country will ever become independent without people buying in the ideas of whatever other political parties will be selling. So Zimbabweans should actually unite.
I'm a peaceful demonstration when I say in Zimbabwe. My name is Yobandu, I apply with peace permission. And I'm born in Gutina.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about calls by opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai for mass action.
Movement for Democratic Change founding president Morgan Tsvangirai in Chitungwiza on Thursday rallied his supporters to take to the streets in protest of what he said was the worsening economic situation in Zimbabwe and to force the government to implement key democratic reforms ahead of the next general elections.
This, though, is not the first time Mr. Tsvangirai has called for mass action. In 2003, he called for what the party called the final push that his critics claim was not even a final shove. He has a brief history for starters in Japan, according to some political analysts. What the MDC wants to embark on is kamikaze or political harakiri, a suicidal attack on the enemy. And of course, the MDC dubbed its 2003 kamikaze strike, like I said earlier on, the final push, a week-long nationwide street protest starting from 2 June to 6 June to push Mugabe out of power. But this is 2015. The question tonight is, what has changed?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunja looking forward.
Honguka hamadzadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa mashoko emutungamiri webato rinopikisa vaMorgan Tsvangirai ekuti aiwa kuti zvinhu zvichinje muZimbabwe nekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Vanhu vanofanira kuti varatidzire, vachiratidzirawo taurira hurumende kuti inofanira kuvandudza zvinhu munyaya dzesarudzo nekuti sarudzo dzose dzaitwa panenge pangori nekuchema kuti sarudzo dzabirirwa uye zveMDC iri kuti nyika kwayananga yaenda kumawere. ZANU-PF haisi kuziva kuti iri kuita sei, asi veZANU-PF nekune rimwe divi vari kuti aiwa hapana kutonga kwavari kukanganisa. Zvese zvingadai zviri kuitika zviri kukonzerwa nezvirango. Kips.
Zvirokandava ndingatichona njani pressing lamta iwas a Friday kumele seti kapukapu sikambe void kuona njani kumele senze njalo pheni so ke zvirokandava udabo kukhona namhlanje sixoka ngakhona kokhulunywe Morgan Tsvangirai. So what's the Zanu Tsvangirai? Why couldn't I get Kulumende? Kutawin, Umbutano. You couldn't run again. What's going on? Wapela Masinya. So Landela, okay, to what to get a test OT? About about Chengsele's 13. But Chengsele's will watch I to Kubenzim. Go to a school, my son PF, but look. Akumela ukhambe njalo. Nxa abanye bekhuluma njalo abazimele bodwa. But eZimbabwe ukutshengisela ungakwenza. Kodwa ongenzakala esitaladini lapha bathi uyagijima uze uqothuke izithende fowethu. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lukaTswangirai othi ngenani esitaladini. Nxa lifuna ukuthi sixoxe khona manje nasinombolo lifone kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho. Ithi 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kuna ngapo ke eBridge, kuna ngapo eMount Darwin. Yeah, sika kutla lani eCholocho, sika kutla kwaBulawayo, njalo leMtare, ngelani kuhlelo. Masuingo, yeah, sesikhona kuna pemcheck. Kunjalo mfowethu.
Yes, I think Gibbs, we have our first guest, that is Mr. Obet Gutu, the spokesperson for the Movement for Democratic Change, and is also a former senator and former deputy minister for justice. Who else do we have?
We also have Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is a political analyst based at Huddersfield University in London.
Of course, let's start with you, Mr. Gutu. What has prompted the latest calls for mass action?
Oh, thank you very much, Blessing. Thank you, Gibbs. Thank you, listeners, for giving us this opportunity to be with you tonight. The situation really is Zimbabwe is in a crisis. I think all Zimbabweans, both within the country and in the diaspora, do appreciate that the national crisis is getting out of hand, that each and every day the living conditions of the majority of the people are just getting worse and worse. We know that for the past 2 weeks or so, there is now an unprecedented load shedding schedule from ZESA because Kariba Power Station, as listeners would appreciate, has literally been reduced to half its capacity. We also know that the Hwange Thermal Power Station has most of its units switched off because they are old and they need of rehabilitation. And we also have a situation where most companies in the formal sector, be it agro-based companies or manufacturing companies in the industrial areas, both in the major cities of Harare, Bulawayo, Gweru, Mutare, and even the smaller urban centers like Mashingo, Kadoma, Chegutu, Chinoy, Karoi, ETC, ETC, they are closing down, or at best, they are downsizing. So we are talking of a situation where everything that can go wrong in Zimbabwe has gone wrong and is going wrong. And when you look at the root cause of this problem, or these problems, it boils down to one major issue, i.e., lack of political legitimacy of the ZANU-PF regime. We easily trace all this suffering back to July 31, 2013, when ZANU-PF controversially, according to them, won the harmonized election. You realize that from that time up to now, from July 31, 2013 up to the end of August this year, at least 650,000 people have since lost their jobs in the formal sector alone. And if you come back to more recent events, the Supreme Court judgment of July 17, 2015, in the Zuba Petroleum case in Don Nyamande. From that date, that fateful day, Friday, July 17, 2015, up until the time that the Labour Amendment Act was gazetted just a few days ago, no less than 35,000 people had lost their jobs. So, I can go on and on and on giving statistics. Also, in the past 2 years alone, mm-hmm. at least 9,000 companies have liquidated. They've gone out of business. Again, in the past 2 years, at least 9 financial institutions have gone bust. I can go on and on giving statistics. All this points to a situation where Zimbabweans have to agree that we cannot continue on this trajectory and pretend that everything is okay. Mm-hmm. It is quite clear that we are now off course. It is quite clear that the economy has virtually collapsed. And because of this reason, we as the MDC, as the country's largest and most popular political party, which believes in democratic change executed in a peaceful way, we are actively encouraging Zimbabweans to say the change that we are looking for as Zimbabweans is not only a change that should come out as a result of activities done by us as the MDC. This is a challenge for all Zimbabweans, be they political activists or non-political activists. So it is against this background that President Morgan Tsvangirai, at his address at Unit L Community Hall in Chitungwiza yesterday afternoon, he was advising the people of Zimbabwe that it is not just a task of the MDC to liberate this country from ZANU-PF misrule. It is the duty of each and every patriotic Zimbabwean to make sure that we extricate our country from this debilitating national crisis, which we squarely put on the foot of Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF regime. Mm-hmm. Right, so the issue of
Mr. Gutu, we just want to briefly bring in Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, your response to what Mr. Gutu is saying?
Yes, I mean, it's interesting to hear what Mr. Gutu has to say, and a lot more interesting to have listened to Mr. Tsvangirai yesterday. I mean, there are a few things that catch the eye, and any listener who's paying attention gets to see those things. In his call, Mr. Tsvangirai includes the call for quote-unquote pensioners to strike against the government because the pensions have been paid. And it is very curious as to whether Mr. Tsvangirai is calling for these pensioners to challenge the government simply because he too is now a pensioner. Sounds very selfish. But and I think that Zimbabweans are cleverer than that. I think Zimbabweans read beyond that. I think that there are three things that the MDC, led by Mr. Tsvangirai, has to realize. It is that they must take some time and read at least some book in politics, Politics 101 or Politics 100, the very basic principle of politics. Political parties do not call for mass action, because if they do call for mass action, the sitting government has every right to bastardize and to do what they can with the people that go out for mass action on the basis of a call by a political party, because there is a legitimate reason for the government to say that a political party is trying to get into power using extraordinary means. We have always advised Morgan Tsvangirai that that is not how you carry out mass action anywhere on earth, anywhere in the world. You do not have an opposition political party that is waiting for a chance to get into government calling for mass action, because then there is every reason for a government such as that of President Mugabe to kill and maim as many people as possible. I don't know how many people Morgan Tsvangirai wants dead before he can become president of the country, because he does extraordinary things that are obviously going to lead to massive massacre, massive deaths, and end with him in prison if he's not careful. After a lot of people have been killed, if they hit his call is dangerous, reckless, and not worthy of anybody who wants to become president of the country or is worth being called a leader. But in any case, there's so many holes in the reasonings that are being provided for mass action. For example, Mr. Gutu says that because Wangedeim is half empty. Okay, Mugabe is a rainmaker now. It just doesn't make sense. He says that workers have been kicked out of work. Does he forget that Chamisa was involved in this whole thing? And even if it wasn't, Zimbabweans are already, more Zimbabweans were already out of work before then. Is he just taking a chance, or was he not concerned about the Zimbabweans who have not been in work for the last 10 years? These reasonings show anybody who's serious about this that Morgan Tsvangirai is simply taking opportunities and acts as if Zimbabweans owe him the presidency of the country.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Let's hear what our listeners have to say. Tinamkoma Labos, Komtari Magadi. Mkoma Labos?
Yes, Mnofara, Mkoma Jenga.
And Mkoma Blessing, Dinofara, Angu, Jirise?
Ziri, right. Kuri seko, kwenri kuna kwa mtare, kuri munaya.
Kuri munaya kanyo?
Ziri, right.
Tipe ufungwa zenyu, ni masho kwa Rukta Rwana, watu angirai.
Kuma Blessing, daida kutanga kufunza wa guti. Kuti, ZANU-PF inoti isusu tinoda kuti vatsvangirai vauye tiite dialogue kutaura nezviri kunetsa nezvavanofunga seopposition party rather than kuita mass action.
ZANU yakataura izvozvo rini mukoma labo?
Mati.
Vakazvitaura rini izvi?
Wamangwana ndo vakadaro muchivanga vari padialogue nemwe vachiti Tsvangirai ngauye tiadiscuss zvaanofunga kuti nyika iite move forward toita sei. But handizivi kuti vagoti vane room here yavakapiwa kana kuti floor yavakapiwa yekuti huyai titaure kuti nyika iite ifurembei toita sei. Kana kuti pangori paredio chete paanongotaura vasingapihwe that floor.
Vagutu, hatingakumire iripo.
Ndinotenda chaizvo naMugoma vabvunza mubvunzo wakanaka uyu. Chiripo ndechekuti zvakataurwa navamangwana ndofunga ndakanzwa vachitaura painterview, ndofunga kana singakangani. Kanganisi ndofunga ndine zuro vachitaura yo pamepo pa Studio 7 kuti kana veMDC vane maideas avainavo ngavauye nawo kuhurumende. Asi ndoda kuti vatereri vanzwisise kuti isu sebato reMDC hatisati tambokokwa kana zuva rimwe chete zvaro nehurumende yava Mugabe kuti veduwe uyaiwo tionesane tigare pasi sevana veZimbabwe tione kuti matambudziko atakatarisana nawo senyika tingamagadzirisa sei, tingavandudza nyaya yeikonomi yenyika sei. Izvi hazvisati zvamboitika. Kune vanoterera Studio 7 ndinoziva chinotererwa zvakanyanya zuva nezuva muno muZimbabwe neune dzimwe nyika dziri muno muAfrica even beyond, vanoziva kuti vaMugabe vari on record vachibuda vachitsoropodza MDC, vachitukirira MDC, kunyanya mutungamiriri wayo Morgan Tsvangirai. Ndinorangarira kuti pamazuva mashoma shoma apfuura pakaitwa commemoration ye Heroes Day yegore rinei ra2015 vakanatsobuda pachenazve vakataura kuti isu MDC atina basa nemhandu. Vakatoshandisa nziro kuti mhandu, muchirungu vakashandisa zvenziro kuti masela atimade pano, vachienderera mberi. Saka vanogara vachitaura yavo vaMugabe kuti takahwina election zvino mutsindo seZANU-PF, taka tichatonga, hatina basa retinaro rokuti tingasoroterera zvatsvangirai kana zveMDC yaanotungamirira. Saka isu tinoti seMDC ZANU zvainoti yakahwina, zvainoti iri kutonga ngairambe ichitongayozve. Isu tinotiwo seMDC matanho hatinoda kutora awa haasiri ehubhanditi kuti ndiedze kuti ndikanangure zvaitarwa nacomrade ava the doctor the academic kuti zvavanotaura ivo kuti tichakonzeresa kufa kwevanhu nezvimwe zvakadaro, kwete ba, nokuti hatisi kuti tiri kuenda kunoita hondo, hatisi kuti tiri kuenda kunorwisana nezvanu PF. In English, I would say we are not going to take up arms of war against the ZANU-PF government. The MDC is a peaceful, democratic political party, and one of our main, if not major, guiding tenets is to never, ever resort to any violent and unconstitutional means of getting into power. By mass action, we are simply saying toda kuti vanhu vataridzire bumbiro romutemo weZimbabwe rinotipa kodzero yokuti vanhu vaende muma street vachidemonstrata kuti tayaura tatambura. Toda kuti hurumende ipo izvione kuti yakoniwa, hakusi kushedzera hondoba. Zvinobvumidzwa pamutemo wenyika weconstitution, zvinobvumidzwa nebumbiro renyika, the Constitution of Zimbabwe. Saka handioni kuti munhu angasungirwa chii kuti aita zvinhu zvaanobvumirwa kunguti angava achikwanisa kuita zvepamutemo.
Tinotenda. Mukoma Labos, ndofunga mapinduro.
Ya, ichokwadi ndanzwisisa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai titore mumwe muteereri.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Yes, sesixoxele umnumzana Mncube oseSouth Africa. Baba Mncube, ungatshona njani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani ba?
Hayi siphilile Ncube, unjani khonapho kodwa?
Hayi kungcono nyana.
Ye, ungathini ngokukhulunywa uMorgan Tsvangirai?
Hayi mina ngendlela akhuluma ngakhona ngikubona kuyindlela enhle. Ngicabanga ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe bevele bekulindele since ngendlela engabona ngakhona since 2008. Vele abantu bayefuna ukuthi batshengisele ngendlela uduko olukhona lango isiphathe abaphethe ngaso nje kuhulumende lo esinayo. So manje yabona ukuthi abantu baloko emisa ukuthi angayenzi mass action because ukhoza i-violence, but okusalayo abantu bayehlupheka baya phambili yabo. Kuzophetha ngani lawo kufanele kustophe khona ukuthi abantu bayekele ukuhlukunyezwa, bayekele ukuboshwa, bayekele ukunyamalala, kube lo mbuso okhululekile, abantu bakhulume i-democracy abayithandayo. Kuzoba khona nini lokho ma kungafuneki ukuthi abantu baphakame? Mina ngibona enze into enhle kakhulu, isimemezelo sakhe sihle kakhulu ukuthi abantu asisukumeni sonkeni, sibambisane. Amaqembu aphikisayo, ama-non organizations, sibambisane silweni nesingakuthandiyo ezweni lethu, lathi sike sikhululeke, sihlale sikwazi ukuhlala emazweni akithi.
Kodwa ke nxa abantu bangangena ezitaladini Baba Ncube, awusoze belimale yini?
Ukulimala kungenzeka ukuthi balimale, kodwa ngendlela osekungakhona. Angicabangi ukuthi umuntu ocabanga kahle angacabanga ukuthi elimaze abantu ngendlela yokuthi balwela ilungelo labo ukuthi bakhululeke ezweni. Ya, kufanele ukuthi abantu babone ukuthi even mina ngendlela engibona ngakhona i-SADC yiyo eyenza ukuthi kube nento efana naleyi, ngoba ba-accepta ukuthi kuma-African countries kube nama-president angafuni ukuphuma ezikhundleni yabo, kube nemibuso encindezela abantu. Ikanti akufanelanga ukuthi ba-accept izinto ezifana nalezi, kufanele balwe nezinto ezifana nalezo.
Sawuzakhulu-ke mnumzana
emazweni onke sikwazi ukuthi abantu bahlale ezweni labo bangahluphi, kungabi nama-xenophobia kwamanye amazwe akhozwa yini ungahlali kwabantu emazweni abo.
Ubone ke siyakuzwa kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu Ncube, uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa.
Yebo baba, ngiyabonga.
Yes, ukhonapho ukuthi uDr Sibanda uzathini ngakhona okukhulumileyo kufaka ngesintu. So what he's saying is that he comments what Mr. Tsvangirai is saying, and you know this has been going since 2008. People have been demanding this kind of action. So because people are suffering, and he says protests are the only way to go. And he further made a point here. He says, you know, SADC is actually causing some of these problems in Zimbabwe because it is protecting some people in the region who are detectors. So I wanted Sibanda just to quickly respond. Ngesindebele Baba Sibanda, umzwile lapho Ncube.
Yeah, ngiyamuzwa kuNcube. Ngiyabona njalo ukuthi
kumahlabu ezulu kwabanye abanengi kungabe kukhangelele ukuthi hayi isimemezelo sikaTsvangirai lesisimqoka udubo lulapha nxa ungumuntu oke wahlala kwele Zimbabwe kusukela ngabo 1997 kuze kufike abo 2008 nxa wawukhona kusenzakala ikutshengisela kwezisebenzi ngo 97 nxa ukukhona kusenzakala imas ebithiwa i-final push eyabizwa ngomogeni Tsvangirai ngo 2002 uyakwazi ukuthi umgabe akalani lokuthi kuthiwa thina sizatshengisela ngokuthula ngoba phela liyabe selifuqa ukuthi yena aphume esikhundleni uzatshaya abantu njalo uzalimaza abantu ngendlela ephakemeyo siyakwazi lokho sikubonele kusenzakala ngey'nkathi ezithiyeneyo elizweni leZimbabwe uTsvangirai esikhuluma ngaye naloo labo maduku bake batshaya besuka emhlanganweni bengavizanga ke lema section ngakho-ke lokho kuthiwe yi-MDC eka-Mr Tsvangirai ukuthi hhayi thina sizatshengisela ngokuthula ngibone ngani bayazikhohlisa kumbe bakhohlisa abantu kumbe nje badlala ngesikhathi ngobe sikwaziyo ukuthi abantu bahlala betshayiwe abantu bayafa nxa kuthe wabizwa emhlangano njengaleyi iwoza ihlale labo mama abaye bethwele imithanyelo abatshaywa izanu ama-student eZimbabwe nxa etshengisela kungaze kube lokuthile okungakanani atsha kube nzima kube njeya angiboni mina ukuthi nxa kuthiwa abantu abangene ezitridini balwisane lo uhulumeni kamgabe kungani i-MDC kaTsvangirai icabanga ukuthi namhlanje umthetho siqakathekiswa kakhulu kumgabe ngibonani yini umgabe indaba yomthetho leyo akanandaba layo nje uyifake eceleni yikho phela abantu besithi waziwa kuma-election kodwa anti ngu-president namhlanje
yes yabo kakhulu-ke Dr Sibanda so he's saying that you know the MDC was embarked on that financial push and the financial push just disappeared and says there are fears really that people may be brutalized if they engage in such action. Says WOSA students are always beaten up and what will happen if then members of the public just go onto the streets?
We have Adon on the line. Adon, good evening.
How are you?
We are doing great. Your thoughts on the issue of mass action?
Yes, comma blessing issue yemba demonstration that the UNFCCC government in Kuja Fela. I think that is a form of wasting our time, guys. There is no need for us to demonstrate without anything in our hands. We need to demonstrate against this government with tangible and meaningful policies in our hands. MDC is talking about to demonstrate against them. Yes, things called. Since 1999, MDC was demonstrating against ZANU-PF, but nothing brought to the people's table through my demonstrations in New York. Suffering, yes, people are immensely suffering in Zimbabwe, and the cause is not only Mugabe's. And a continuous blaming on Mugabe is causing us to forget about the crucial steps to be taken for us to have change. We are creating challenges instead of creating change in Zimbabwe because of poor decisions, poor policies. What Tsvangirai has in his hands, or what policies are now to challenge these policies already on the ground by Mugabe? Nothing. We are very successful. I always say about that. We are very successful, but very insignificant. Zimbabweans, we are very educated fools. We can't just come up with policies that will bring change in our country.
I think Zimbabwe, they've got many blueprints. I beg to differ there. You can't say there's a lack of policy, but maybe implementation. But please stay on the line. We'll be back with you, Dr. Sibanda. And Mr. Gutu, please do stay on the line. And of course, for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.